Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone right now is Jennifer Kinnett with View Social as well as Vish Kara. Thank you both for coming in. I'm so used to people coming in, but thank you for joining me over the phone. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jaron.
And we're here to talk about a program through Fuse Social, the Leadership Wood Buffalo cohort. Now, Jennifer, we've been in talks to have this episode on since, I believe, March, and then that's when the world started to go a little crazy, and everything with COVID and now with the flood. So it's been a few months, but we've finally been able to get you guys on. So without any more delays, for those who don't know, can you talk about this program and what it is?
Absolutely. So you're right. We actually were planning to, we were supposed to graduate this cohort on March the 19th. So we've pushed this quite a few months, but selfishly, I keep saying I'm really glad I got to spend more time with these folks. So this program, it's been around in the community since 2005. It actually used to be its own entity. Leadership with Buffalo was its own nonprofit organization, and it came about from a need recognized in the community that a lot of the leaders that were here making a lot of the decisions on boards, just that like real powerhouse of leaders, were a lot of people who were kind of reaching the end of their careers. I guess I've heard one person from it say that they were sunsetting, and they really didn't have clear succession leaders in their place. When they looked kind of to the future, they couldn't really see who were going to be the next leaders in the region. And it's worrisome. So the program came about because of that, recognizing that there was this need to develop up-and-coming leaders in the community. And so Leadership with Buffalo was born. And it ran as its own entity for I believe 8 years, because in 2013, Leadership of Buffalo, along with nonprofit Sector Link and Volunteer with Buffalo, joined together to make Fuse Social, and it then became our flagship program. So we've been running it ever since, and so honored to get to develop these groups of leaders. I wish I'd grabbed this amount before, but I know before this year's cohort, we had over 250 graduates of the program, a lot of those people remaining local and a lot of them, you know, moving on to become leaders in other communities as well. We've seen some pretty incredible graduates move on to be leaders in the community. We've seen people move on to go to council. So much of the board leaders in town are graduates of the program. Lots of Suncor leaders have been through this as well, which my fellow here, Vish, today, he's one of our Suncor graduates, and we have an incredible partnership with them to develop their leaders as well. So in a nutshell, the program really is there just to ensure that this community is always has that presence of leadership and people that can make those decisions and really are there to develop the next ones coming up. Mm-hmm.
It seems like you kind of touched on it, but is it kind of a mix of leadership between, you know, business leadership and community leadership, which I know for some people, I would say there's a difference between the two.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's funny to answer your question first, it is this cohort specifically, we had representation from 9 sectors. So we had not just industry and social profit, as we've seen in the past, but we had representatives from health, from education, municipal government, small business, entrepreneurs. We had a work-at-home mom, lots of varying people, which when you get all of them in the room, you know, the first time you see them in the room, you actually see a lot of competing styles, or you can see a focus on someone who's maybe been very social profit focused. As you reach the end of the program, you really see those leadership styles start to blend and become that community focus. And that's really, that's what we're hoping to achieve, is that there isn't just, you know, industry folks focusing on industry or social profit people focusing on social profit, that they're keeping that eye on small business and health and education and industry and seeing where those partnerships can lie instead of keeping that narrow focus, if that makes sense.
This program, is it quite unique to Wood Buffalo? I don't know if you know of any other communities that hold something like this. And I know you mentioned, too, that, you know, a lot of the community leaders are kind of ending maybe their cycle from working in their sectors. And this community is very young. And it seems like, I think the average person's age here is like low 30s. So I can understand why maybe we need to start training up some more leaders. But is this program maybe a little unique to this area?
So it's not entirely unique, actually. We do have some partners that we lean on in other areas, specifically through Victoria, BC, and Waterloo in Ontario, the University of Waterloo. They actually have similar programs where they do this leadership development. I think the unique piece here is the community intake in it, is that we have that super broad focus and really focus on, you know, touching all the points of the community as opposed to trying to hit one specific sector. We always want to be unique. So I think there are some program pieces that are, like I said, are similar to others, but it definitely, we have that unique flair. And specifically when we do the program, we bring in so many community leaders, right? And I think because we have such a small, close-knit community, that accessibility is a lot easier than it might be in a larger area. You know, so if you're going to Calgary, say, I'm just going to throw that, I don't know if Calgary does anything like this, I'm just throwing it out there. Would people be able to sit with members of council or prevalent leaders in the community, like they do here? We sit in a circle and we have a chat, right? And we really get to have those conversations. So your answer is kind of yes and no. It's unique, but definitely seeing these things in other places.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Fuse Social.
Return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Jennifer Kinnett with Fuse Social, as well as Vish Khera. And we're talking about the Leadership Wood Buffalo cohort offered by Fuse Social. All right, well, let's turn our attention over to Vish. And Vish, I appreciate you taking some time to come on the show. And for those who don't know, you were the valedictorian from this past group of new leadership candidates or new leadership clientele or something like that. So, so Vish, maybe just to start off with, why did you want to take part in this program?
Yeah, thanks, Jaron, for having me on the program. Before I wanted to join the program, it really kickstarted with me self-appointing myself in a way that, you know, someone who wants to improve our community or someone who has something to contribute. And I personally, like, don't want to wait for someone else to get the job done. So really, it was like a self-starting initiative on my end. And then through the cohorts in the previous years at Suncor, I met with my colleagues and, you know, everybody had got their input into what I'm looking forward to if I do end up joining this program. And there was a lot of support at Suncor for this particular program. And that's how it kind of originated. And I, in the years past, I've always been meaning to do something, but I was in school since I moved to Fort McMurray in 2014. I was in a part-time MBA program here in the region, and that kind of took a lot of time away from me. So I, as soon as I graduated last year, so I had some time to open up, and I really wanted to do this. I was very fortunate to be a part of this program.
You know, there's two types of people. Those who lead and those who follow. And it sounds from that you speak in there, you definitely want to be a leader. So maybe to explain to our listeners who maybe are a little interested in this program, what can they expect? So I could ask this question to Jennifer, but I feel like this would be more appropriate for you. So
Yes. Maybe
kind of go through some of the classes. I know Jennifer touched on it a little bit, having some community leaders take part and answer some questions. But what were some of the classes is maybe like?
Yeah, absolutely. So our program, this is for, I would say, anybody in the community who really, I believe that you can always lead. You can lead wherever you are, whether you are a designated leader or not. You can always think and act like a leader. So like this program, it started with a retreat back in September of 2019, where a very diverse group of people, as Jen mentioned earlier, so from nine different industries, sectors, and then we all came together as a pool of candidates, not knowing each other. So that retreat really helped open up a lot of our interaction among the cohort. And then from that point on, it was a journey really about discovering yourself as a leader. So each one of us, we wrote a commitment letters to ourselves during that retreat in September, during our very first meeting. And then many months later, in March of this year, we reflected back on what were some of the things that we wanted to accomplish as part of this program when we just joined this program back in September, and were we able to achieve those. And throughout this journey, we were exposed to so many diverse people in the community, from arts and council to Aboriginal folks who have been really helpful in giving us a flavor for the culture and a lot of the struggles that the community is facing overall since the fires. So we had a very diverse council. And then as part of our program itself, this was a lot about discovering yourself as a leader yourself. And then you are working with others in the cohort. And together, it's really a collaborative framework to solve actual community issues. And we got to work on community action plan projects. So as part of those, we were all able to work with diverse industry within our region and work with different social profits, et cetera, to really get the ball rolling and make a difference in the community.
What specific were you hoping to accomplish by joining this program?
Absolutely. I've been exposed to a model where in the industry that the model of one leader at the top with everyone else at the bottom. And I quickly discovered that that doesn't really work for the communities. And for me personally, I wanted to be part of that collaborative framework, as I was talking about earlier, that working with the people in the region, in the community, to really understand what are some of the issues where, you know, community leaders like myself and others, we can focus. And we all have time on our hands to make a difference in that regard. And obviously one or two leaders can't possibly solve all the complex problems that our community is facing. And there is room for many, many more community leaders. And I just wanted to do my part and explore myself and do some self-reflection and understand what my journey looks like and what partnerships I'm able to strike throughout this journey.
A little less on the program, but more specifically focusing just on leadership, and how important do you think it is that we have more people, you know, take that initiative and want to be leaders in a time where we are dealing with the pandemic, we are dealing with a flood, we are dealing with a downturn in the economy, a downturn in oil prices? How important do you think it is that more people try to be leaders right now?
I think that's a very, very good question, Jaron. I think it's very, very important. And people, what I've discovered is people are hungry for others to help. Like if someone takes initiatives to improve a situation, they will almost always surprise people, relieve people, maybe even delight people. So in times like these, it's important for, you know, when community comes together after, as you described, like this COVID and the flood situation, it really is a prime example of community leaders, you know, working with each other as part of the existing infrastructure and making sure the outcomes for people are, I don't know what the right word is, but the outcomes are met, I would say.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Fuse Social.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Jennifer Kinnett with Fuse Social, as well as Vish Khera. And we're talking about the Leadership with Buffalo cohort that Fuse Social offers. And I know we just have a little bit of time left, Jennifer, and there's a few things you're hoping to discuss. And let's just start off with the next cohort. When is registration open and when does it close?
Yeah, so the deadline is July 15th. We have every intention of continuing as normal. I do some air quotes there. To be able to have the cohort functioning as close to the program as possible. So yeah, we would have a deadline for July 15th for a September start.
All right, fantastic. And I know that it seems like from what Vish was saying earlier that, you know, there was a lot of, you know, meet and greets with a lot of community leaders. Is there going to be a little bit of a change if, you know, everything of COVID stays in? Is it going to be more online, or are you kind of hoping to see how things develop over the next couple months?
That's actually a great question. And so we joked with this cohort that we had like plans A through Z, you know, so we had one, and then if that wasn't going to go, we went to the next. And that's kind of how we're planning for next year as well. We have the optimal plan of how we go forward. And then we have so much access to technology, and it's kind of cool to see the different ways that we can be creative. At the root of Fuse Social, like, that's what we want to do, is just be creative and be innovative. So I definitely see some changes this year, and I'm excited to see them. And now it's just kind of waiting for to see what public health measures dictate on which plan we choose out of the hat, I guess.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, again, before we change topics really quickly, when's the deadline? And I guess when would the cohort, when does it take place?
Yeah, so the applications deadline is July 15th. And it's open right now. They can go to our website, fusesocial.ca. And then we would have our opening retreat, which, again, we're not too sure what that looks like exactly this year. Just waiting for that. Would be September 11th.
All right. And I know we were chatting off air, and you mentioned that there is now a bursary involved, some exciting news. So what can you share about that?
Yeah. So last year we announced the Santa Alache Community Leadership Memorial Bursary. Santa Alache was one of the founders of Leadership of Buffalo, and the community and her family lost her in 2017. And it was quite a loss to the community because she was such an advocate for leadership development and just for our community in general. So thanks to some incredible donors, we have been able to offer this bursary last year and continuing forward. So we do offer that to applicants. It's one applicant that's chosen to receive the bursary. And we do put out there two organizations to have opportunities to sponsor leaders in the community. There are a lot of organizations, I guess, that look, and businesses that look for ways to give back, to invest in the community. I know community investment is a really big thing. And there is that opportunity for organizations to sponsor a leader in the community. So if they value that leadership development, but they don't have someone currently on staff that they've identified, or they would like to see development, say, in the arts, or a young leader, specifically like a youth. If you're looking for someone of Indigenous culture that you would like to develop their leadership abilities, there's so many opportunities for different areas that we can focus on that we've kind of opened that up this year to those opportunities as well, especially as we've seen these bigger cohorts with more representation. It's really cool to see that development grow throughout the community and those kind of branches kind of spread.
For sure. Well, we're pretty much out of time here, but is there anything else you would like to add maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about?
I think a lot of people ask questions about like what happens in the program, and it's funny because no one ever gives away the secrets, and a lot of people always ask like, what can I expect? And I think, and I'd love to hear your part on this, Vish, I think you can expect transformation. We keep a lot of the activities secret just because there's like an element of fun in it, and there's a lot of, you know, pieces that require you to be authentically there instead of planning ahead of time. But I think the biggest thing that you can expect is that you're going to come out different on the other end, and it may not be how you expect it to go in and change. But I've said I've had this incredible perspective that I get to see these people come into the program and watch them grow. And it's so cool to watch how they've transformed throughout the year. Fish, what are your thoughts?
I definitely echo that, Jen. One thing I also wanted to mention was that the selection committee does an absolutely great job of bringing together a really diverse group of leaders. And one takeaway for me was no one else can contribute what you can, right? And a point of view that a person has that nobody else has. So many different points of views in a very, call it a mishmash of different leaders, and it really comes to transform people individually and also as collectively. So I definitely agree with you, Jen.
All right. Well, Jennifer, Vish, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes out of your day and talking about the cohort.
Awesome. Thank you for giving us the chance. It's great.
Yeah, our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at Mix1037FM.com.